Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I hope you survived your Monday, survived and thrived. It's now in the rearview mirror for most of us, and it capped a Monday Night Football, well, Monday Night Football capping the Monday, but also capping the week two in the NFL. And there's still so many questions. I feel like the quickest team to answer the questions is generally the team that is in the best shape. And right now, it's hard to know which team is closest to being consistent, if you will. Because you look at the 2-0 teams, and they all have major fatal flaws. Here are your still undefeated teams. The Buffalo Bills, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Houston Texans, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. That's it in the AFC. In the NFC, the Seahawks, the Saints, and the Buccaneers, and the Vikings. Roughly half the playoff field turns over every year in the NFL, and I'm already sensing some major turnover, though it's early. And then, of course, for some teams, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Why? Well, it kind of feeds into my general rule of thumb that constant change in sports equals constant losing. And that's where the Panthers find themselves yet again, changing everything, blame it on their owner, at least in part, because for three straight years, he's fired a head coach in season. Every time a head coach is fired, it means the majority of the coaching staff turns over. So yeah, constant change. You can blame Bryce Young and say, not the same guy that he was in college. What's happened to him? He looks terrible. He was never NFL material. But please take into account the fact that he's had multiple coaches, multiple coordinators, multiple systems, multiple voices, multiple people around him, and still not a great offensive line. Andy Dalton, certainly because of his veteran career, because of the fact that he's been in the league a long time, is more equipped to handle what is an imperfect situation out there on the field. And that's kind of the idea, is that Dalton is just more equipped. When all hell is breaking loose around him, he is more equipped to handle it than Bryce Young, who's seen far fewer games and chaos, far less chaos in the NFL than has Andy Dalton. And so we'll hear from Dave Canales coming up. He does take responsibility for it. He really didn't want to answer the question about whether or not David Tepper was involved in this decision. But if you remember, the reports were that David Tepper was the one who wanted Bryce Young. That there was actually an internal debate about who the overall number one pick should be last year when the Panthers were looking for a quarterback. Remember, there were some that wanted C.J. Stroud. In fact, the rumor slash report out there, at least one of them, is that Frank Reich, he wanted a different QB. But David Tepper wanted Bryce Young. He was enamored of Bryce Young. Young is the first QB selected number one since this current iteration of the draft, if you will. They call it the common draft era. But going back to the 60s, he's the first quarterback selected number one overall to be benched in his second season. And Bryce Young is, it's gone from bad to worse. It's not any better. But it sounds like it was an organizational decision whether or not it went all the way up to the owner. Not sure about that. But think about the number of QBs they've benched since David Tepper took over. The number of coaches he's fired. And the fact that it's been a revolving door of personnel. It's, I'm sure, frustrating for Bryce. But also maybe his development, his growth as a QB, has been severely stunted by everything changing all around him. Andy Dalton, I hope for Panthers fans that he can bring some semblance of stability. And I'm sure he's excited about it. He did speak on Monday. So I'm glad for him. I just wonder if Bryce Young will ever recover. Though, Sam Darnold is recovering nicely. Remember, Sam Darnold was drafted by the Jets? And while he did have some good games, again, same thing with the Jets. Didn't have the team around him that could help him win. Didn't have the right coaching. Bit of a mess. And a lot of that affected him, affected his development. And I know Carolina wasn't the right place for him either. Out of the frying pan into the fire. Not recommended. Then he goes to San Francisco. They really like him there. It's a more stable place. But they also let him go. And now look at him. Four teams in what, six seasons? Four teams in six seasons? And Sam Darnold is looking much more comfortable, much more confident, much more stable. And so I'm happy for him. Sometimes it takes a change of scenery. Sometimes it takes finding the right boss, the right people to work with. Sometimes it takes that trial by fire, having to grow up, mature, maybe faster than you like, understanding that you're going to have to figure it out. It's sink or swim, right? And if you don't swim, well, no one else is going to throw you a life raft or throw you a life vest. I'm looking back because I just want to remember exactly. He was drafted in 2018. So yeah, we're talking about four different teams since 2020. And yet, look at him now. a much better start, a completion percentage that's higher than any point in his career, and a team that's confident in him. It can't happen for Bryce Young. I hope it does. I'm not sure it will be in Carolina because I'm not sure they know what they're doing yet at the top of that organization. And certainly it filters from the top down. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio, or you can find us on our Facebook page. Coming up 2 hours from now, so final hour of the show, our friend John Kincaid from 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly. Now, he will join us before his morning show, which I'm sure will be delicious. Dramatic, no doubt, reacting to this Eagles stunner against the Falcons on Monday night. And because John and I are friends and I follow him on social, I know that he was not holding back in his reaction. I believe he was at the game. It looked like he shared a photo when he was there at the game. And so from the point at which the game was over, actually going back to some of the more dubious calls by Nick Sirianni late in the game, he was blasting the Eagles. And so I'm sure it's going to be terrific. One thing I've learned from John Kincaid, and we go way back, our professional relationship goes back now 20 plus years. I've learned to be prepared for the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. He, in fact, relishes in uncomfortable radio. He does not care who he offends or how. And I don't mean he's rude about it, just that he's going to tell you how he sees it, what he feels about it, and he's not going to hold back. He does not sugarcoat. And so he will join us to scrutinize the Eagles coming up just after the 5 o'clock hour Eastern time, so 5 o'clock in Philadelphia or 2 a.m. on the West Coast. But here's one of his last posts before he went to bed, presumably. A loss you deserved. You deserved it. I'm pretty sure that was pointed and aimed directly at the Eagles. Or maybe Nick Sirianni. If memory serves me correct, he's not a big fan of Sirianni. So we'll get to John coming up in 2 hours. And yes, more reaction. But I wonder whether or not Nick Foles, Eagles Super Bowl hero, felt like he was lost in everything that was happening late in the game. You may have seen him. He was out there on the field. He was an honorary captain, so he was part of the coin flip. And yeah, he was fired up to be back in Philly. There were lots of videos of him out and about, and he did speak to the media beforehand and said he could feel those old familiar emotions.
I remember Monday night football games and the energy I felt on game day. I always liked taking an afternoon nap, and I'd always be woken up with adrenaline, ready to go because your body's ready, your mind's ready. And today, I had the same thing happen. You know, I wanted to take a nap. I wanted to be fresh. I wanted my mind to be fresh to speak. But the adrenaline started hitting. And I'm not coming back to play. It's not adrenaline to come back and play out of retirement. I'm retiring. But to me, it just showed how much this place means to me.
He does speak so highly of Philadelphia. And even though his career, after he went to Jacksonville, remember, the Eagles set him free. There were a lot of people who felt like the Eagles should have picked him instead of Carson Wentz. Hindsight is, forget 2020, it's a bazillion to one. It's very clear. And with Doug Peterson, he'd had such great success in taking over for Carson a couple of years in a row that a lot of people thought they should have stuck with him. Now, he was older, obviously, and they decided they were going to go with Carson, feeling like they had more life out of him and that he was more athletic. And at that point, he had a greater toolbox or a greater repertoire, except that it never worked out with Carson. Again, he got injured, and ultimately, they got rid of him, too. And Doug Peterson got fired and blah, blah, blah. So you can't change history, but you can wonder what if. As for Foles, he signed with Jacksonville, a real nice contract. And in his very first game, delivering his very first touchdown pass for the Jaguars, he got hit. And I believe it might have been ribs. I can't remember exactly. He got hit. He got injured. And he essentially lost his job to injury. He really was never the same after that. He did play, was it a couple seasons in Chicago, maybe? He was a backup quarterback there. He did play sparingly. But yeah, once he left Philadelphia, maybe, Pete, I'm guesstimating here, maybe he played six more games. Maybe.
That's generous.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there were six more games, but it was just a few after that. And so what happened in Philadelphia, the Philly special, the Super Bowl MVP against the Patriots and bringing the Eagles their first ever Super Bowl victory. He wrote a book. He made a lot of money off of that win. Good for him. He and his wife, they've also been really open about some of their struggles in terms of parenting. And they've got, I think, a calling beyond football. And he's really settled into that. And similar to, say, an Alex Smith, right, whose career didn't quite end the way that he wanted it to. They have family lives and they've got stuff to do outside of football, if you will. So you don't ever get the sense that these guys are lost without football, if that makes sense. So it was good to hear from him. And actually, it's kind of neat to hear Kirk Cousins, who was talking about being at the same hotel as Nick Foles and his family.
Nick Foles and his parents were there, and Nick and I were freshmen together at Michigan State in 2007. And that's the last time I'd seen his parents. And so to think back on 17, 18 years, you know, and what's transpired. And when Nick and I arrived as freshmen, I thought, you know, there was concern about how this is going to work out for both of us. And I was kind of reminded, you know, with him getting honored tonight and said to him at the coin toss, you know, it worked out. It worked out for both of us. And so I was just reflecting last night and today a little bit on our journeys.
Now at 36 years old, I think Peyton made the point on the Monday Night Mannings that he's older than both his offensive coordinator and his quarterback's coach. And the two guys, Peyton and Eli, were both saying that it never happened to them and that it might be kind of weird, actually. Yeah, younger and younger. There's a youth movement in the NFL when it comes to coaches. We've certainly seen it over the last few years when it comes to quarterbacks, but it's now happening with coaches as well. And partly because the NFL is a copycat league. So once Sean McVay had success as young as he was with the Los Angeles Rams, well, then what happened? His coaching tree became very popular, spawning all kinds of other guys. And because they've also had success, there have been guys that have left Kyle Shanahan's system, of course. I mean, the coaching, the head coaching, the trend is not now veteran guys. It's more these creative, innovative, bright, thinking outside the box types. And in some cases, they've been great, but in some cases, they haven't. And I'm pretty sure there will continue to be calls for Nick Sirianni's job in Philadelphia if they can't turn this ship around. There certainly are some head scratchers when it comes to what he's doing out there. And it's not been the same since the year they went to the Super Bowl. And in large part, that's because they lost both their coordinators and the guys he brought in. They're both gone now. So in now a third consecutive season, the Eagles are working with different coordinators. So as good as Jalen Hurts is, as stable as they've been on the field, although I guess now they're changing part of their offensive line. But as good as they are in terms of the guys on the field, their weapons, right? So they've got Jalen Hurts, now Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert, who's terrific, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. I mean, they do have plenty of playmakers on their roster, plenty of guys on both sides of the ball, actually, who are game changers. But if you don't have the right leadership, sometimes still, it's not the cohesion. It's not the chemistry that you need. Kellen Moore is now the offensive coordinator there. Interesting stuff to think about. Guys on the hot seat and how quickly it can go from top of the world. In Sirianni's first year, the Eagles made the playoffs as a wild card out of the NFC. in his second year, they went to the Super Bowl. And think about what happened. Didn't they start out with 11 wins last year? Or they were 11-1, something along those lines, Pete? They were the best team in football for the first 2 months of the season. And then all of a sudden, things really blew up. And there was a lot of frustration, a lot of visible angst over how they kind of unraveled there late in the year. Pete's investigating. He's researching.
I'll get you the exact numbers. Hang on one second here.
855-212-4227. That's our phone number. Antonio's in Sacramento while we research. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good.
All good. Well, I wanted to start off with the Panthers, how they just ruined talent. I'm not an Alabama fan, so I'm not the biggest fan of Bryce Young. But he's had talent in Alabama, and he got it done. You can't do that with the Panthers. They just don't build around quarterbacks. It shows. I'm pretty sure nobody has a Panther on their fantasy team. I can guarantee it.
maybe the last Panther that was on a fantasy team was Christian McCaffrey, or who else did they get rid of? DJ Moore. Was it DJ Moore they got rid of? They sent to Chicago?
Definitely. And not only that, you also had Baker Mayfield there. He's now doing his thing with the Bucs, and he's shining. He has talent over there now.
Well, see, interestingly enough, it was Dave Canales that helped him to kind of reset and resurrect his career. He did okay with L.A., but he wasn't in L.A. to do anything but keep the seat warm for an injured Matthew Stafford. So, yeah, he started that year in Carolina, lost his job then to Sam Darnold, then got cut. He wanted to be cut. Gets picked up by the Rams, and then is a free agent, and ends up with Tampa Bay. And so, and so for Tampa, it was really about Dave Canales and the two of them working together in that offense to kind of bring out the best of Baker again.
Indeed, let's agree there. And then you got Sam Darnold, let him go. He went to the Niners, which I think they passed on him way too quick. I don't like Brock Purdy. I'm not a fan. That guy has the most weapons. Like, let's not talk about it. But Darnold could be doing a lot better in that offense, I think, than Purdy can. But now you have the Vikings with Darnold, and he's shining over there. Again, he has weapons, something Panthers would never do for their quarterbacks. So let's see where Bryce Young ends up and where he will shine next. You have a good night, Amy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Antonio. He's obviously not getting cut anytime soon. He's a number one overall pick. He's only in his second season, so they control his rights for at least 4 years and do have the option to pick up his contract for that fifth year on a rookie deal for first round picks. So I don't think they're going to get rid of him, but at the same time, you can't just have him sit there for the rest of his rookie deal. I mean, there's no reason for that. You're getting him for relatively cheap, but if you're not going to develop him, then you might as well trade him somewhere else. It's a total mess. But honestly, I don't know that you could expect a whole lot more. He can't do it on his own. It's just been a revolving door around him. All right. So Philadelphia started
10-1.
10-1. Okay. I was close.
And they lost 5 of 6 on the back end of the schedule.
They finished. It was them and the Jaguars. So the Jaguars went 1-5 down the stretch, as did the Philadelphia Eagles went 1-5.
And the only win of that stretch was against the Giants, who were 6-11 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost to Tampa in the playoffs.
Both of them crashed and burned. All right, so coming up, we're going to give you the candidates for TD of the week. We've narrowed it down. And also, we have to unveil.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, your choice for Monday MVP. So both of those before this hour is done. You can find all the goodies at our show Twix at Amy After Hours, but also on our Facebook page too. We try to keep you all involved. Yeah, I feel like I've been jilting you guys on Facebook when it comes to photos. I'll try to be better about that. It's a lot to navigate all this social media, but with Pete here now, we can share those responsibilities. Hi. Just what you always wanted. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
His heroics made us swoon this weekend.
I'm the best ever.
I am the greatest.
Now it's time to name the After Hours Monday MVP. I need a hero.
Barr takes the snap, looks to throw. Here comes pressure. He hits Kamara across the middle. Kamara in the run. Inside Dallas, 40, 35, 30. Got a blocker. You ain't going to catch him. Not Alvin Kamara. See you later. Bye. Touchdown, Alvin Kamara. 57 yards. He's got a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown.
When we're clicking like that, I mean, it's usually it's been a lot of complimentary football around here. Guys playing big time football, offensively, defensively, special teams wise. Just speaking for the offense, you know, when you're able to go out there and execute, limit the self-inflicted wounds, have explosive plays, like, man, it's like the sky's the limit. So it feels good right now, obviously.
Carr, handoff, Kamara, left side, big hole. Needs a block to the outside, 10-5, Alvin Kamara. Touchdown again from 12 yards. However you want to do it, you want to throw it to him, you want to hand it to him. Boy, the left side of that line dominating that drive, and another touchdown for the Saints running the football.
It's no surprise to me. I feel good, you know. I said, and I mean this, like, I feel like I can play until I feel like I don't want to play. And that's what I'm going to keep doing. It's fun. I feel like we're winning. I like being here. I like being around my teammates. I love the city. And just keep going. I'm 29. I guess I'm old in football years, but I don't feel old.
First and goal at the 7. Hand off Kamara, left side. Still on his feet, left side. He came out of the tunnel, and Alvin Kamara scores the touchdown. He went into the tunnel and popped out on the other side, left side of the end zone.
He had four touchdowns. That's three of them on the Saints radio network. And then you hear Alvin Kamara talking about his time in New Orleans, which, by the way, is the host city for the Super Bowl come February. Yeah, the Saints in Dallas were up 35-16 at the half after five touchdowns and five possessions. And then there was more of Alvin after the break. He was terrific. 115 on the ground for three touchdowns and then 65 yards through the air with another touchdown. And he was your overwhelming choice for Monday MVP. Thank you for voting, as always. Coming up in moments, your candidates for TD of the week. We like to keep you busy at A-Law Radio, although all of our polls originate at Amy After Hours, and we'll get it up there on our Facebook page as well. Also, we've been asking you who had the most embarrassing performance in week two of the NFL. So now we have another candidate with the Eagles. I go with the Cowboys because this was a 16-game home win streak in the regular season, of course. The last time they played at AT&T Stadium, they were also embarrassed by the Green Bay Packers, and somehow that memory wasn't enough to cause them to play a little better against New Orleans. Now, I will give you that New Orleans looks great. They're in sync, but I definitely was expecting more from that Cowboys defense that is supposed to be full of veterans itself. I know they've changed coordinators, but they've got a veteran in there. It's not like they went from Dan Quinn to a newbie. And New Orleans had 430 plus yards of offense, 4 of 5 in the red zone. Derek Carr only threw the ball 16 times because they didn't need him to do a whole lot more. So this was miserable for the Dallas Cowboys. So that gets my vote as most embarrassing performance. Marco, what do you think?
I would go with the Ravens. At home, after a disappointing loss to the Chiefs, you had extra time coming off the Thursday night. You're playing a Raiders team that you should dominate. You should get yourself back on it. You had a lead in this one, and you gave it away. You flat out just gave it away. Now, can they recover at 0-2? Sure, they're talented enough, but that's a terrible performance when you had extra time to be able to get yourself ready to go.
Right, twice, they had the 10-point lead in the second half, including the fourth quarter. We'd seen this before with the Ravens a couple years ago. Yeah, they definitely spit the bit there. First time in 9 years they've started out 0-2. And while I don't think that's insurmountable, thing is, they're in a really difficult division. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not going to be as competitive as last year, it's a black and blue division where it's so tough and it really takes a toll. But also the rest of that conference is so tough that to start out 0-2, you are in a bit of a hole.
Yeah, look, and again, with the 17th game, it helps a little bit too to be able to climb out of it. And they are talented enough, but there are games where you just can't lose. You just can't give games away when you want to be able to contend for not only just a playoff spot, but also to get a good seed, to get a good help. I mean, last year I know they had home field advantage. That didn't turn out the way they wanted it, but I'm pretty sure they would want it again. You can't give away games like this to a team that's inferior to you, especially when you had extra time coming off a bad loss to the Chiefs. I mean, bad in the fact that they felt like they had it at the end. What, a centimeter on the play with likely? And then you feel like, well, if we play well, we're going to be able to challenge. And then you give away two 10-point leads against the Raiders at home. That can't happen.
What do you think, producer Pete? Who was the most embarrassing in week two? Other than Jason Kelce, who was wearing a green, was that velour? A green velour sweatsuit and dancing around, but also part of the Monday Night Football broadcast. And I'm sure the Eagles appreciate him being part of it. Maybe he's the jinx.
I think he's like the mayor in Philly. I think he can do whatever he wants. He can walk around wearing velvet.
But a green velour sweatsuit?
I you know what? I'm going to go on a limb here. The Lions and what and how... look, I'm going to get on the Dan Campbell. I got on him last in the playoffs. I think sometimes his aggressiveness turns into recklessness. Mm. And I think there's still that capability of it imploding because of decisions he makes. So that was a big game for them. They needed to establish themselves. And I think That's the most embarrassing loss of the week.
1 for 7 in the red zone.
Yep.
That is really embarrassing, actually. I don't think any team's out of it at this point. We talk about it every year. It is a tougher road to get to the playoffs when you start 0-2. I'll have to go back and look at the stats. You haven't looked at them lately, right?
No, but again, with the 17th game, it does add a little bit differently. And we've seen the Bengals have started 0-2 the last 3 years. I want to say at least four.
3 years in a row and 4 of the last 5.
I mean, you can climb out of it. It's not ideal. It's possible. It's a little bit different. I feel like now, and it's only one game, but it feels like it's more. I think 0-3 is the new 0-2, if you will. You hit there, then all of a sudden, then the odds get started to get stacked up against you.
Yeah, it's one of those things where in the first month you think you know and then you don't know because teams are so inconsistent.
Well, and
so everybody's trying to figure out like how to settle in and be consistent.
Keep in mind, too, the first 3 or 4 weeks, it's basically the preseason because nobody plays in the preseason and nobody knows how to practice because nobody can hit each other in practice. So they're really working out the kinks, all these teams, in the first 3 or 4 weeks. That's why everything's sloppy. That's why everything is, you know, confusing, whether it's penalties or guys just not in sync. And you see it all over the place. And what you see in the first 3 or 4 weeks is not anywhere close to the football you see in the last four to 5 weeks of the regular season. So keep that in mind. And that's part of the reason why you can able to get out from under. However, you bury yourself and it's hard to get out from under, even if you're talented. And some teams start to believe in themselves when they're not that good. And it runs into a good season because they got off to a hot start. So it's the NFL. There is a momentum thing. But a lot of this stems for me not practicing. No preseason, you're going to get what the hell is that in the first few weeks and a lot of sloppy play.
Yeah, for sure. There's a part of that. I understand guys don't want to get hurt. And with 17 games, you don't really want to go out there and play in a preseason game that adds to the wear and tear in your body. So I understand all of that. I think it's kind of an issue that the NFL has created where guys don't have the same incentive to play in preseason. Plus, as you point out, with that 17th game, you've got a little more real estate. So, all right, coming up, we've not only got our candidates for TD of the week, but the latest on Tua Tagovailoa and what the Dolphins are doing with their quarterback room. And yeah, a bunch of injuries to star players. They're mounting. Here's our latest sports update. And here is Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Marlin, Eagles look primed to put the game on ice. 3rd and 3, Falcons 10. 1:46 remaining. Atlanta out of timeouts. However,
Hurts into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football. And it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley on the near sideline, and he dropped it.
That forced Philly to settle for 3, allowed Kirk Cousins to orchestrate a 6-play, 70-yard drive in 65 seconds with no timeouts, and the Falcons shocked the Eagles 22-21. Call courtesy of the Eagles Radio Network. Jalen Hurts threw for 183, ran for another 85, 2 total touchdowns. Saquon Barkley, 95 yards rushing, but the big drop.
Dropped the ball. Let my team know today. Shouldn't have put the defense in that position. Made that catch, game over. Relax, went back to my old habits, and just got to go back and get back to work.
Kirk Cousins, 241 yards in the air, 2 touchdowns. Bijan Robinson added 97 yards on the ground. Both teams now 1-1. Panthers continue to be a mess. New head coach Dave Canales has seen enough of last year's number 1 overall pick as Bryce Young goes to the bench. That in favor of veteran Andy Dalton, but Canales stopped short of saying this is a permanent change.
Right now we're focused on this week. We're focused on getting Andy ready to play the Raiders, and then we'll just take it like that. We'll attack the Raiders. We'll attack this week.
Now elsewhere, Rams receiver Cooper Kupp will miss an extended period of time, that due to a sprained ankle. IR is a possibility. Dolphins have found a new quarterback with a concussion issue for Tua Tagovailoa. They signed Tyler Huntley from the Ravens practice squad, and Tua remains in concussion protocol. Still too early to know for an IR designation for him. Dolphins continue to go day to day. Chiefs lost running back Isaiah Pacheco 6 to 8 weeks. He was placed on IR. 49ers expected to lose Debo Samuel for a couple of weeks, that due to a strained calf. Checking baseball, with the Padres top the Astros 3-1. Guardians have bet the Twins 4-3. Mets walked it off of the Nationals 2-1-10. That courtesy of a Starling Marte RBI single. Dodgers roll the Braves 9-0. Freddie Freeman, a 3-run shot, capped off a 6-run 7th. Cubs dominate the A's 9-2. Cardinals shut up the Pirates 4-0. Rockies trim the Diamondbacks 3-2. Brewers erase the Phillies 6-2. Tigers continue to roll. They clip the Royals 7-6. And the White Sox double up the Angels 8-4. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Made a guy miss. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the week, give us a call at 855-212-4227. The New York Jets.
Tied at 17, second and four. Jets on the 20-yard line of Tennessee. Play clock at five. Rodgers under center. Braylon Allen, the lone setback. He takes the handoff, runs right, has a crease to the 15. Oh. Stiff arm, freeway, five, goal line, touchdown. That's a Jet touchdown. And the Jets have the lead back on Braylon Allen's second touchdown of the game.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Darnold under center. Play action to Jones. Back to pass. Bosa picked up. Deep shot. Jefferson. Yes! Caught at the 50. Heads left to the 40. Cuts back to the 25. Heads to the right. He's trying to outrun the Niners. To the 5. Touchdown!
The New Orleans Saints.
Parsons on the far side has Shaheed in front of him. Under center is Carr. Play action to Jamal Williams. He's looking deep, and he's throwing deep, and he's throwing for Shaheed. Shaheed makes the catch. 10, 5, goose. See you later. 5. No flags. 70 yards. You can be greedy, my friend, because it makes for a great touchdown.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Here's Cousins. Waving London to the far side. Takes a snap. Kirk looks. Sails it. Drake there. Caught! Touchdown, Atlanta! Drake London! For the first time in 14 games, he stands in the end zone.
And those are your candidates for TD of the week. These are all doozies. And even though the number of explosive plays are actually down in the NFL in the first 2 weeks, people track those things. Not me, of course, but some people do. And they've noticed that there's significantly fewer explosive plays, meaning extra yardage, deep downfield, certainly chunk plays. Right now, it's clear that offenses are still trying to settle in. They're not connecting on the ones that dazzle us, the highlight reel moments, as frequently. However, there's still plenty of moments that cause our mouths to drop open. So I love it. Are you ready for your candidates for TD of the week? Let's review. Braylon Allen, 20 years old. His second touchdown is the go-ahead TD for the Jets on the road in Nashville against the Titans. And the call there with Bob Wischusen on Jets Radio. Justin Jefferson, 97 yards. A connection with Sam Darnold that started in their own end zone. Sam chucked that ball 60 yards in the air, probably as far as he can throw it. Jefferson got behind the defense and was able to scamper his way to the house. 97 yards, and he goes over 6,000 career receiving yards in that moment. Paul Allen on the Vikings radio network. Rashid Shaheed, he had another deep touchdown behind the defense. That's 2 for 2, this time against the Cowboys, and that put the Saints on fire early. And so he and Derek Carr with another 70-yarder. This one on Saints radio. And finally, from Monday Night Football, Wes Durham on Falcons radio, the game-winning touchdown. Drake London from Kirk Cousins. And the Falcons get their first win in this new era with Raheem and Kirk, and are certainly hoping that this is the start of something special because they're already behind the eight ball in the NFC South. So vote for TD of the week as we head into a Touchdown Tuesday. We welcome your votes. It's already up on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. and I'll put it up on Facebook as soon as we get to the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. 855-212-4227. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. So we were asking you who was most embarrassing after week number two. That post is still up. You can respond there. Again, take our poll for touchdown of the week, and we'll have the big reveal on the Hump Show, which is coming up tomorrow night, middle show of the work week. It's also a big exhale. The Hubs is now calling it my football weekend. And that's really what it is. As much as the weekends are the weekends, and for the majority of people, that means no work. They change so much during football season for those of us who work in the business, because now Saturday is college football. Sunday is really all consuming, especially with our show happening right there on Sunday night, trying to get to every single game. What I didn't realize, because I didn't stop to count them, yesterday's early window, the early round of NFL games on Sunday, 10 of them in that early window. It was a lot to manage, a lot to navigate. And so I'm glad we never have that again. Apparently it was just one time this year in which there are 10 games. I could be wrong. I don't think the byes start in Fuego, meaning like a bunch of teams, until week four. But most of these teams do not want to have a bye in week four unless something's gone horribly wrong with their roster. And a lot of times that does happen with injuries early, and we're seeing it with a bunch of playmakers around the NFL. Let's start with Tua. Mike McDaniel addressing the media on Monday, talking about his QB1 as he meets with neurologists to talk over his options.
He's, was downstairs today, smiling with his teammates. He's working with trainers and medical staff diligently. And as far as I'm concerned, you're in the protocol, and I think he's doing well today, and we take it day by day.
At this point, there's really no update on his playing status. He's in protocol. He's going to have to pass a lot of tests. They're going to be careful with him, of course. And this could, I've heard some doctors guesstimate, could take 8 to 12 weeks. So we may not see Tua again this season, or we may see him late in the year. If you remember, that's what happened in 2022. He sat out a couple of months. He came back, and he got hurt again and was out again. So at this point, they're not even sure if they're going to put him on IR. And that decision will be made with the in conjunction with the assist of the front office as they decide the best way to handle. Mike McDaniel would not speak about his career either in terms of retirement. What's best for Tua? He says that's up to the player. But the Dolphins are signing Tyler Huntley from the Ravens practice squad, and this is because NFL rules, they do require players signed from another team's practice squad to remain on their new team's active roster for at least 3 weeks. And so there is that rule that maybe could force them to put Tua on IR. They don't have to keep Huntley, but they can't replace him on the roster. And so it might precipitate a move, if that makes sense. And these are decisions that a bunch of different teams are dealing with right now, trying to figure out what they should do with their injured players. We've got question marks about the San Francisco 49ers, also the Los Angeles Rams, which, by the way, those two teams play in week number three, an NFC West battle. Also, the Jets with Jermaine Johnson, so we'll get to that too. So yeah, as these injuries start to pile up, teams have to make moves so they can fill out their 53-man roster, or at the very least, not be left with a short roster when they don't believe a player is going to make it back, in fewer than 4 weeks. You might as well then just put them on IR. So more of that coming up at the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.